All right, according to Google, international travel demand among Malaysians has speedily increased to 90% of pre-pandemic levels following the reopening of the country's borders and on April 1st. But this shows that the pent-up demand for travel is being unlocked after almost 2 years of lockdown in the country. And also faced with the desire to travel and practical obstacles against it, people are expected to make more considerate travel choices in the post-pandemic era. Travelers will be, you know, less willing to compromise on their next trip, as expectations of the hospitality service providers are higher and the need for safe travel becomes pertinent. And also recognizing these changing consumer preferences, the airline is ready to meet new demands from its passengers as it pushes for more recovery of the travel industry. Joining us this morning is Datuk Muzamil Mohamad, Regional Manager ASEAN at Qatar Airways. Good morning, Datuk. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Datuk, first of all, Qatar always set a benchmark, be it in service or fulfilling the demand more than 2 years after the pandemic. We've seen traveling is booming once again. How is Qatar going to meet the increased demand for this, Datuk?
Right. Good morning very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. So basically, as everyone is aware, right, since the reopening of the international borders, Malaysian in general are actually ready and eager to travel internationally again. And as the world best airline, we are delighted to welcome back passengers and connect them to their desired destinations. Well, to meet the pent-up demand for travel based on consumer preferences and market trends, we are offering more choices and greater flexibility for travelers when they fly with us, especially. So as one of the few global airlines to have flown consistently throughout the pandemic, even at the peak of the pandemic in March 2020, we have never stopped flying. We have actually safely flown 132,000 passengers in and out of Malaysia. And that was possible because we actually kept Doha-Kuala Lumpur route online during the entire pandemic period to provide crucial global connectivity for Malaysia. Now, Qatar Airways used to operate more than 170 destinations worldwide. During the peak of the pandemic, we had to reduce our destinations because of the closure of the borders. So we actually went down to about 33 destinations. And one of those 33 destinations was actually Kuala Lumpur. So Kuala Lumpur was always kept online. Now that most of the restrictions have actually eased up, we have actually ramped up our destinations to more than 150 destinations, which is basically close to where we were prior to the pandemic period. And this would have actually provide choices and also destinations for people to choose from the pent-up demand that you have been talking about just now.
Yeah.
And many of these cities are currently served with a strong schedule. If it's not daily, we have more than one frequency per day. Now, just May last month, we have actually expanded our code share cooperation with none other than Malaysia Airlines, which will actually allow passengers to travel the world and enjoy seamless connectivity via both the hub, which is actually Kuala Lumpur, and also Hamad International Airport in Doha. Mm. Now, this actually proved that Kuala Lumpur is actually important to us, and it also consistently ensure that we have got two flights a day operating between Kuala Lumpur and Doha. Of course, one is actually operated by Malaysia Airlines and the other one is actually being operated by Qatar Airways. Now, the code share expansion also adds up 34 destinations to the existing 62 destinations, which also marks another milestone in the long-standing relationship between the two countries, national carrier, and also One World partner. Mm-hmm. So basically, a person who's actually in London, for example, who wants to go to Langkawi for a holiday, can seamlessly buy a Qatar Airways ticket and fly from London to Kuala Lumpur via Doha, connecting into our partner codeshare airlines, Malaysia Airlines, between Kuala Lumpur and Langkawi. The same goes if the person wants to go to Pulau Redang and Kuala Terengganu. You know, so it's as easy as that. And this agreement actually benefits travelers from across the globe who will have access to much greater connectivity within the combined network and enjoy a seamless travel, like I mentioned just now.
All right.
Definitely, Qatar has operated continuously the largest network among all Middle Eastern airlines, as measured by number of destinations as well as weekly flights. Given that COVID is pretty much spreading, albeit higher vaccination rate, what are some of the risk factors Qatar is looking at to achieve these objectives?
Okay, so the key challenges at the beginning of the border reopening were, of course, the quarantine regulation, vaccination status, and also the COVID-19 load factor in the respective countries. Now, at the moment, we have actually passed all that because most of the countries have actually, especially in the ASEAN region, have actually relaxed the border restriction. You know, like Malaysia, we don't require any more PCR tests and so on. Same goes with Singapore, Indonesia for that matter. And because of the already quite open borders, people are actually ready to travel now. Now, after over 2 years of lockdown, you know, people really want to travel. I'm sure you would also look forward to travel, to get on a plane, you know, and to fly overseas. So what is important now is actually, is about which carrier do you want to actually take?
Yes.
At some points, people might not bother which airline because all it matters is whether there's tickets available or not, because there's a lot of pent-up demand.
Yes.
Probably there's not enough supply, you know, over demand. So how are we going to make sure that people actually prefer Qatar Airways in their choice when they want to travel? Now, after the COVID-19, one of the many things that passenger is actually looking for is actually reliability and also onboard safety. Now, in this aspect, I have to say that Qatar Airways have done extremely well. Because, as I mentioned just now, the first one, we have never stopped in terms of flying, even through at the peak of the pandemic. And this has actually helped us to play a very critical role in the global repatriation during the pandemic period. So I can actually safely say that Qatar Airways has demonstrated to be the reliable airline that takes people home or places very safely. Now, we have shown that we have committed to operating an honest network. We have never abandoned our passengers, even at the peak of the pandemic. Thus, many passengers have actually chosen us because they know that we are trustworthy. When we publish a schedule, it's actually there for us to actually honour it, not to cancel it at the very last minute. Now, not only that, flying through the pandemic has also given us the experience over many other airlines to implement the best onboard safety protocol. Now, what we have actually introduced is actually we have actually the latest technology to enhance onboard hygiene, such as being the first airline to use the state-of-the-art Honeywell UV cabin cleaning system to safeguard our passengers' health. We have also rolled out the what we call the touch-free in-flight entertainment system, where you can actually, once you go on board, you can actually use your smartphone to actually just scan the barcode and you can actually operate the in-flight entertainment system from your very own telephone. So that reduces contact between you and whatever that's actually on the plane. Mm-hmm. All this effort has also made us a very safe airline where 99.988% of our passengers have actually traveled COVID-19 free. Now, we have also maintained a very flexible booking policy. And this is actually very customer-focused and centric because it is also important and customer wants to know whether it is actually flexible for them to actually make changes to their plans, you know. And sometimes people would not want to buy tickets because they're scared that they might not get a refund. So we actually give refunds if you really want or decided not to fly. So this is what we call the flexible booking policy. Now, not only that, Qatar Airways is about going the extra mile, and we are the only airline in the world that has received the prestigious Skytrax Airline of the Year award, not just one time, but 6 times. And this is actually not normal for many other airlines. And we have a very high standard to upkeep, and specifically for Malaysia, and in conjunction with our 25th anniversary this year, Now, it is also 20th anniversary for us flying into Kuala Lumpur from Doha.
Ah.
So we have actually decided to do something special for the Malaysian market.
Mm.
We have actually collaborated with the iconic chef of Malaysia, Chef Wan, mm. to actually do an exclusive business class collaboration. So basically what we have done is actually we have decided to bring the Malaysian food on board our Kuala Lumpur-Doha flights for a period of 1 year to showcase a menu specially curated by our none other than the celebrity chef, Chef Wan.
Mm-hmm.
And all in all, I think Qatar Airways has done very well navigating the challenging COVID-19 pandemic landscape. Because just a couple of weeks back, we have just announced a record profit of USD 1.54 billion in terms of profit for the financial year 2021-2022. That is the highest record in our 25 years of history. And it is amidst a global pandemic.
Yeah.
So it only shows that we are doing something right. And we will continue to lead the global recovery
yes.
Of the travel and aviation industry.
All right. Dato' Muzamil, thank you so much for sharing those achievements with us.
And congratulations as well for yes. the profit, the newest record of profit for Qatar Airlines.
And also, Dato', I must be honest and admit that I haven't had the chance to fly Qatar just yet. I must, ask for... my colleague Haris Ashraf Asnan to, allow me to travel and take Qatar. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Haris Ashraf Asnan, ada angka-angka penerbangan untuk kita terangkan dan juga mendapatkan gambaran penuh. Haris, selepas pandemik ini bagaimana keadaan penerbangan sebenarnya?
Ya, sudah tentu Najib, banyak perkara perlu kita teliti. Termasuklah untuk melihat dari segi unjuran bagaimana sasaran pemulihan sektor penerbangan di peringkat antarabangsa serta di peringkat Malaysia. Pertamanya, kita nak melihat di peringkat antarabangsa ataupun secara keseluruhan, di peringkat Malaysia dahulu, kita nak meneliti apa yang dinyatakan oleh MEFCOM jika kita nak bandingkan sebelum ini, sebelum COVID-19 sekitar 109 juta penumpang direkodkan pada tahun 2019 dan 2020 sudah tentu kita tahu COVID-19 telah pun menyebabkan penurunan yang begitu ketara, penurunan sebanyak 75.5% dan diunjurkan sekitar 74 hingga 70%. Sekaligus namun pada tahun 2022 ini kita menjangkakan proses pemulihan ataupun pertambahan penumpang adalah sebanyak lebih daripada 316% hingga 525%, dan ini merupakan anggaran ataupun unjuran yang ditetapkan yang dilihat oleh MEFCOM sendiri, dengan secara keseluruhannya dianggarkan jumlah penumpang adalah 32 hingga 49 juta penumpang. Baik, seterusnya kita nak meneliti kepada berkenaan dengan unjuran trafik penumpang udara Malaysia secara keseluruhannya. Kalau kita nak melihat dalam konteks yang terbaiklah, best case situation, tempat duduk sebanyak 59.1 juta, 47.2 juta trafik penumpang, ini merupakan angka yang begitu baik sekali, dengan pertumbuhan tahun ke tahun adalah 503 hingga 525. Tetapi cukuplah ataupun situasi asasnya eloklah sekiranya jumlah trafik itu sekitar 39.3 hingga 41.6. Ini merupakan anggaran melihat kepada unjuran pertumbuhan. Namun angkanya boleh dikatakan agak buruk jika secara keseluruhan untuk tahun 2022 ini hanya sekitar 32 hingga 33 juta penumpang sahaja dengan jumlah pertumbuhan sekitar 316. Jadi antara yang terbaik adalah lebih 400% pertumbuhan dengan jumlah trafik penumpang sekitar lebih daripada, boleh kita katakan, dalam 40% peningkatan ataupun 40 juta peningkatan jumlah penumpang. Dan selepas ini kita nak meneliti juga melihat kepada di unjuran di peringkat antarabangsa di tahun 2020 hingga 2040. Kita nak ke Eropah dahulu. Di sekitar Eropah, sekitar iaitu pertumbuhan GDP-nya iaitu sekitar 1.4, tetapi pertumbuhan trafik kita menjangkakan sekitar 31%. Di Amerika Utara 22.7%, warna merah ini merupakan pertumbuhan GDP. Dan Amerika Latin pula kita melihat pertumbuhan dari segi jumlah penumpang ataupun trafiknya 4.8%, dan Afrika sekitar 5.4%, dan kita nak ke sebelah sini pula, Rusia dan Asia Tenggara 2. Asia Tengah, maaf, 2.9%. Asia Pasifik nampaknya antara yang tertinggi selain daripada Afrika, iaitu sebanyak 5% pertumbuhan dari segi trafik, dan Timur Tengah 4.1%. Jadi kita menjangkakan trafik, aliran trafik akan meninggi ataupun bertambah begitu ketara di sekitar Asia Pasifik ini, Najib dan juga Nina.
Okey, kita melihat angkanya dan juga kita memahami pergerakan dan juga potensi yang wujud pasca pandemik COVID-19. Kita akan berehat seketika, kita akan kembali selepas ini.